Today we are going to read from the New Testament, the Apostles, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Now when they heard this, that Stephen's testimony, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. And the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They went on stoning Stephen. As he called on the Lord and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then falling on his knees, he cried out with loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Having said this, he fell asleep. Here we have one of the greatest faithful witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ, Stephen. After giving long proclamation about Jesus Christ as appointed prophet, apostle, and Messiah, risen from the dead. All the more he was preaching them earnestly, all the more they were rebellious against such urgent gospel. So, most of them brought God's condemnation, judgment upon them. Today's text teaches us the faithful witness of Stephen, full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit. Chosen vessel of God to witness to the living Lord Jesus Christ. Even at the moment of his death, he was witnessing to Jesus. Falsely accused prophet. Condemned crucifixion. But risen from the dead and standing at the right hand of God in heavenly place, only seen by enlightened eyesight of Stephen. He saw. So even at the moment of his death, he was faithfully witnessing what he saw. Heaven opened up to him. And Jesus was standing as if he was reaching out his hand to receive the soul of the dying Stephen. Stephen was faithful even to the moment of his death. As faithful witness to the living Lord Jesus Christ. But the listeners, the crowds, they began gnashing their teeth at the preacher. They do not want to hear it. They cried out with a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed at him. Stephen, he was martyred, and those crowds, they thought they were doing justice to God's command from their book of the law, Deuteronomy chapter 13. They executed false prophet like Stephen. So they thought that they were doing great job to excommunicate and to exterminate Stephen from the world. But actually, they were not doing justice to God's law. They were murderers. Let us focus on what Stephen did. He faithfully followed the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Jesus told his disciples, "Unless a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it would not bear much fruit. It will remain as just one grain of wheat. But when it dies, it will bear much fruit." John chapter 12, 24. Jesus, as a grain of wheat, died on the cross, bore much fruit, including, here, faithful follower Stephen. Jesus prayed on the cross to ask the Father to receive his Spirit and to ask the Father to forgive those evildoers who conspired to crucify Jesus on the cross. But Jesus asked God's forgiveness on those evildoers because they do not know what they were doing. Exactly, Stephen followed his master's footsteps. And he prayed on his knees, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he said, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them, the sin of murder. Those who were doing to him thought they were doing justice to God's law, to stone, exterminate false prophet like Stephen, for blasphemy against their God, because they do not know what they were doing, including young man named Saul. They do not know what they are doing." if we are truly converted, truly penitent sinner of God, we are truly forgiven by God for the sake of Jesus Christ, then we must exercise the following footsteps of Jesus Christ and the following footsteps of Stephen, who faithfully followed his master Jesus Christ and witnessed to Jesus' resurrection and messiahship even to the point of his death. Painful death. While Jesus was alive on earth. From Matthew chapter 5 verses 43 through 48. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you ought to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Yes, during Mosaic period, due to wickedness in Israel's life, the Lord gave concession regarding enemies. But Jesus came to restore the original innocent status in human race, who was originally created after the image of God. Jesus fully restored human race to the original status. There, they must love their enemies. They must pray for those who persecute them. That's what exactly Jesus did. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. God the Father let Jesus die for the sinners who do not know what they were doing. Even Christians, we sometimes do what we do not know. And we try not to forgive, not to love those who persecute us, those who misunderstand us, those who irritate us, let alone our enemies. May God give us grace so that in our daily soul-searching time, we may condemn ourselves not to follow footsteps of Jesus Christ, to forgive and to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. irritate us, exploit us, and deceive us. If we follow footsteps of Jesus Christ and footsteps of his follow like Stephen, we will not blaspheme our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Then we truly honor their glorious name. Merciful God, gracious Jesus Christ, we must honor their wonderful name by forgiving those who persecute us, by loving our enemies. If we do not love, forgive our persecutors, our enemies, then we are blaspheming our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we want honor our own good name. We don't want to die. We want to remain as a grain of wheat. But following Jesus, following footsteps of his follower like Stephen, we must die so that out of death, God will give us manifold, much fruit. Today's event, written in Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60, teach us very clear-cut truth, yet painful to look at us by this mirror. And giving us desire to pray earnestly to God, giving us the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, faithfully follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, so that we may earnestly, humbly, genuinely pray to love our enemies, persecutors, those whom we do not want to like, because they irritate us, they dishonor us, they slight us, etc., etc. If we are truly penitent, we are truly blessed as children of God. May love of God fill us abundantly so that we may naturally forgive, love our enemies, our persecutors, so that we are like a grain of wheat fallen to the ground, died like Jesus Christ, so that God may answer to our all genuine prayers. Jesus' prayer bore much fruit. For Stephen, by his prayer for his enemies, those who stoning him to death, those who are witnessing to Stephen's blasphemous sin, that's what they thought. Saul became later answer to dying Stephen's prayer for his enemies. God converted Saul by his mercy and grace. And Saul became the fruit out of Stephen's dying grain of wheat. May the Lord Jesus Christ fill us with the Holy Spirit day by day, more abundantly, so that we may see ourselves clearly and may not put our finger against our enemies, our persecutors, our irritators, our haters, so that our genuine love may overflow. Truly love, forgive our brothers, our enemies, our persecutors, without any hypocrisy. Let us move on with the help of God. Amen.